This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Arrests on some college campuses as students continue protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Police arrested some pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Southern California last night. Hours earlier, dozens of students were detained at the University of Texas at Austin. At Columbia University in New York, Professor Farah Jasmine Griffin says she stands with the students.
I really don't want to see police and National Guard brought in. That's the danger. I don't want to see them harmed. I want to see them engaged. And some of my students are in here. I care deeply about them. They're brilliant young people, but they're young people who are just trying to make this world a better place.
A top Hamas official is telling the AP that it would agree to a truce in the war and become a political party if an independent Palestinian state was established. But Israel would be unlikely to consider that. This will be a busy day for former President Trump. He'll return to a New York City courtroom as his hush money trial continues. In Washington, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a separate case. Is Donald Trump protected from prosecution over actions he took while he was president? Mark Sherman covers the Supreme Court for the AP.
The court will hear an argument in the case about whether Trump is himself immune from prosecution, and a decision in that case could come by late June, although the special counsel Jack Smith has asked the court to decide that case on a much faster time frame, which might allow a trial to be held before the November election if indeed the court finds that Trump is not immune from prosecution.
The AP's Mark Sherman. Norway's reopened airspace over the southern part of its country that it had to close for several hours this morning due to what it calls a technical error at the Oslo Control Center. This is AP News. Americans aren't giving birth to as many babies.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a little under 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. in 2023. That, according to a provisional count of 99.9% of birth certificates filed last year, that's about 76,000 fewer babies than the year before, and the lowest one-year tally since 1979. Births in the U.S. had been dropping for more than a decade, but when COVID-19 hit, births went up for two straight years. Now they're back down. Birth rates have long been dropping for teens and young women, but were rising for women in their 30s and 40s, a reflection of women pursuing education and careers before starting a family. But last year, birth rates fell for all women under 40 and were flat for women in their 40s. I'm Donna Water.
The Dow fell 42 points yesterday. The S&P rose 1 point. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.